WUSA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marussa reporting. A Massachusetts judge has ordered fines against two teachers' unions for an illegal teacher strike in the Massachusetts city of Haverhill. Essex County Superior Court Judge James Lang announced the state and local unions each face a $50,000 penalty, with another $10,000 added for each day the strike continues beyond Wednesday. Massachusetts state law prohibits strike by public employees. David Connolly with the Haverhill School Committee says it's a tough ruling for the union.
Well, obviously there's a financial impact, but I think there's also a psychological impact, too, that a court has ruled against the union's actions here, and now they're forcing some pain in their direction.
It's not the flu, and it's not COVID. Health officials are sounding the alarm about a surge in the respiratory viruses affecting children. Doctors say it's being fueled in part by the end of pandemic restrictions, where many children were masked, socially distanced, and therefore not exposed to these viruses. Dr. Andy Shane serves as medical director for children's health care of Atlanta.
Many people were masking. We do have a generation of children who have not seen many of these viruses.
There's an increase of flesh-eating bacteria in Florida.
The state of Florida has seen an increase in cases of flesh-eating bacteria this year, driven largely by a surge in Lee County after it took the full brunt of Hurricane Ian. The State Department of Health reports that as of Friday, there have been 65 cases of Vibrio vulnificus infections and 11 deaths in Florida this year. That compares with only 34 cases and 10 deaths reported in 2021. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Authorities in Princeton, New Jersey are searching for a 20-year-old Princeton University student who went missing last week. Mishrak Munite was last seen at 3 a.m. Friday near her residential hall. This is USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Former Vice President Mike Pence on Wednesday warned conservatives against embracing populism in upcoming elections. In a speech at the Conservative Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C., Pence made some veiled critiques of former President Trump's grip on the Republican Party. Pence urged the party to embrace a traditional conservative agenda.
The conservative movement has always been built on the notion that ideas have consequences. Conservatism is bigger than any one moment, any one election, any one person. It's about ideas.
Now, former ABC News investigative reporter James Gordon Meek abruptly resigned from the Disney-owned network following an FBI raid of his Arlington, Virginia home. Tatiana Siegel's story for Rolling Stone dove into the bizarre situation surrounding the Emmy Award-winning journalists. Multiple sources familiar with the matter say Meek was the target of an FBI raid at the Siena Park Apartments, where he'd been living on the top floor for about a decade. Meek has been charged with no crime, but independent observers believe the raid is among the first, and quite possibly the first, to be carried out on a journalist by the Biden administration. Tom Brady has compared the slog of playing in an NFL season to going away on deployment in the military. Appearing on his Let's Go podcast on Monday, the 45-year-old was speaking with co-host Jim Gray and NBA superstar Kevin Durant about the mindset top-tier athletes need to adopt to cope with the rigors of professional sport. I almost look at the football season like I'm going away on deployment for the military, and it's like, man, here I go again. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.